Welcome to Rhema for Today.
See, the point is that God must want us to live long here. Amen? See, for he said that it may be well with thee. See, those are not well days when you're in the hospital, are they? Those are not well days when you're sick, are they? Those are not well days when you're hurting, are they? That it may be well. He wants it to be well with us. See, that's our lovely, wonderful Heavenly Father.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
But then here's this thought. Remember, we're talking about thoughts, as well as something here in the vision, image, dream world. Here's this thought again. Here come to my mind here. It's really like a voice is speaking to your mind. It's like a voice, not just a thought that planted there. A voice speaking to your mind said, well, yeah, but now that's found in the Old Testament. That's not for folks in the New Testament. He didn't promise folks under the New Testament long life. That's just for folks back there. That just belongs to the Jews. Did you ever hear that one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you find some good promise, you know, that promises you material prosperity or something physically. Well, that's just for the Jews. That's just for the Jews. So, you see, I'm sort of stumped because I don't know the Bible. I don't know. I know that is the 91st Psalm. I know that is the Old Testament. Amen? So I hit upon this idea. I know what I'll do. I'll run my reference on long life. If I can find anything in the New Testament about it, then I'll know that it belongs to me under the new covenant. Praise God forevermore. So, you see here, this is 91st Psalm. And here's a little letter here by the word with long life. So I began to follow that. It'll take you to another text. Then there'll be a little letter by that. It'll take you to another. And so naturally, I got over into the book of Proverbs. I just happened to open this here, but now notice the 27th verse of the 10th chapter of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Now again, you can follow that, and you'll find all through. I'm just giving you the one just happened to open there. But all through Proverbs, more than one, you'll find several scriptures similar to that. By doing certain things, it'll prolong your days or extend them here on the earth. By other things, they can be shortened. One scripture said the days of the wicked will be cut in half. And I said, now wait a minute. Now that verse over there in Hebrews that was quoted to me was misinterpreted. It does say it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. It doesn't say you've got an appointed time to die, and when that time comes, you're going to die whether or no. Because if that was so, if you've got an appointed time to die, and you're going to die when that time comes whether or no, they couldn't be shortened or they couldn't be lengthened. Amen? So I began to question then, wait a minute, who's talking to me? See, up to then, I thought it was God. But now, wait a minute. That's not in line with the overall word of God. That's not God then. I began to doubt right then. Amen. Wrong run, wrong voice. I don't care if it does seem spectacular. Don't care if it does, and it is supernatural. Devil moves in that realm too. So I could see from Proverbs, and we'll not look up any more of them. You can look them up if you like. There's a number of them. But you see, my running the reference, I kept going. And so I got over, then it referred me to the New Testament. We got into the book of Ephesians. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. Now, what's the promise? Verse 3. That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live a short time on the earth.
No.
That thou mayest live long on the earth. Amen. Well, I could see that that the Lord then wanted to see people under the New Testament live long. Isn't this the church at Ephesus? I was reading one time after a certain minister, world renowned, not just down here in the United States, internationally known Bible teacher. And he said, long life is not a blessing of the New Testament. It doesn't belong to us. I thought to myself, I always thought Ephesians was in the New Testament. Always thought that, didn't you? Didn't you think Ephesians was in the New Testament? Isn't he writing to the New Testament church at Ephesus? Well, it applies to the New Testament church in Broken Arrow, Tulsa, or wherever you're from. See, the point is that God must want us to live long here. Amen? See, for he said that it may be well with thee. See, those are not well days when you're in the hospital, are they? Those are not well days when you're sick, are they? Those are not well days when you're hurting, are they? That it may be well. He wants it to be well with us. See, that's our lovely, wonderful Heavenly Father. What father is that doesn't wish that for his children? Man, you could stop here and preach a little bit, couldn't you? Glory to God. Amen. Remember what Jesus said? See, Jesus came to introduce the Father to us. And remember what he said back there in Matthew 7th chapter, you remember? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? 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 Yes. Glory to God. Will your Father, which is in heaven, give good things unto them that ask him? Well, is it being well a good thing? Hallelujah. See, our wonderful Heavenly Father loves us. That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Well, now, if God didn't want it to be well with you and you live a long time on the earth, why would he tell you how to do it? That's strange that God would tell you how to get something that's not his will for you to have. I began to get my eyes open. Now, I followed my reference. Come right on over now. Come right on over. Come right on over. And let's notice something that Peter said. Notice the third chapter of 1 Peter. For he that will love life and see good days. Now, isn't that just about what Paul said over there? Just a little bit. That it may be well with thee, and their days may be long on the earth. For he that would love life and see good days. See, those are not good days when you're sick. Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Now, what do you mean, he that will love life? Back up there just a little bit and see this. Back up to the 8th verse. Finally, be ye all of one mind. Talking about believers. What do you mean, all of one mind? Well, you're not going to, you know, because different people have mentally have advanced further than others have. But here's what he means. Having compassion, one mind, having compassion. One of another. You know, the same Greek word translated compassion is translated mercy. Having mercy. Having compassion. Having mercy. One of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. That's talking about to one another. Not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. Knowing that ye are thereunto called that you should inherit a blessing. For, see, conjunction joins what he's about to say to just what he got through saying. For, he that would love life and see good days has got to do those very things right there. He'll add, as Proverbs said, unto himself, length of days. Do what? Do what? Having mercy one of another. Awfully easy to be hard on the other fellow, you know. But then if you get caught. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Living Faith Conference is coming up. Madison, Alabama, October the 5th through the 7th, Sunday through Tuesday. We're going to be at Cornerstone Word of Life, Pastors Mark and Rhonda Garver.
Then we're going to switch over to Ridgely, Tennessee at the Abundant Life Church, Pastor Tammy Gray there.
Yes.
And that's be October 8th through 10th, Wednesday through Friday. Hey, if you want to know anything about our traveling schedule, our Living Faith conferences, just go to rhema.org/LFC and you can find all the information there. And hey, we'd be glad for you to come out and see us.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.